Let's take a few minutes to situate all of this in the broader market context, because the financial backdrop matters for how these technology narratives play out. S&P futures are sitting at 7,722 this Sunday morning, down about 32.75 points or 0.42% from Friday's close of 7,754.75. That's a modest softening, not a dramatic sell-off, but it's worth understanding what's driving the mild risk-off tone heading into next week.
The broader narrative through most of August was that the market had digested the Fed's posture on rates fairly well. Inflation data has been trending in the right direction, and the labor market, while softer than 2024's peak, hasn't cracked. But September historically tends to be the weakest month of the year for equities, and traders are positioning accordingly. A 0.5% dip in S&P futures on a Sunday morning is not alarming. It's seasonal texture.
For the AV and tech sector specifically, the macro environment creates an interesting dynamic. These are long-duration investments. The cash flows that justify Uber's $119 price target from BMO or that justify Renesas's investment in Arcar Gen 5 silicon are largely expected to materialize in the 2030s. Long-duration assets are disproportionately sensitive to interest rate expectations. If rates stay higher for longer than the market currently prices, the discounted value of those future cash flows comes down, and AV narrative stocks face more headwinds than their near-term earnings would suggest.
On the other hand, the Uber AI cost efficiency story we discussed earlier, the tenfold usage surge with stable spending, is exactly the kind of evidence that supports near-term earnings credibility. If Uber can demonstrate that it's managing its cost structure intelligently, even as it invests in AV infrastructure, it becomes easier for analysts to maintain bullish targets even in a rate environment that's less than ideal. The operational discipline narrative and the long-term AV narrative are actually reinforcing each other for Uber specifically right now.
For retail investors trying to make sense of all this, the Uber AV story is a genuine long-term thesis that deserves serious attention. But the 15 to 20 year timeline for meaningful car ownership displacement means that near-term stock performance will be driven more by quarterly execution, driver supply, rider demand, cost management, than by progress on AV. Deployment. The two time horizons exist simultaneously, and confusing them leads to bad investment decisions in both directions.
The Renesas piece is harder for most retail investors to access directly since it trades primarily on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. But it's worth watching as an indicator of how the automotive chip supply chain is positioning. Japanese automakers, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, are some of Renesas's largest customers. And if those OEMs start moving toward autoware-based AV systems built on Arcar silicon, that's a revenue mix shift that would show up in Renesas's margins over a 3 to 5 year window.